The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I was feeling so down. I mean, I'm talking down. And then the universe came and lifted me up. Oh. I want to say what's up to all my ladies listening. And I want to talk about this on Monday. I've got good, positive vibes. I'm Dana Cortez. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Now, sometimes I have a lot of self-doubt, which is why I think I do this job. Because it's, I don't know how to explain it. I have trouble with people one-on-one. I walk with my head down when I enter a room. It's something I've just had my whole life. But when I'm feeling at my lowest, somehow or another, the universe sends me a reason to be positive. For instance, that was going on last week, and I got a message on Instagram from one of our listeners, who I feel is my friend, and she had nothing but nice things to say. And it turned my whole attitude around, and I started thinking, we got to surround ourselves with positive people.
Nice, dude.
For the days you don't feel good.
Was there one comment that kind of stood out?
Yeah, what did she say that made you, that has you inspired?
So she came to our live podcast. And she said, your words inspired me. I left there feeling uplifted. And I mean, I was like,
I don't even
think I talked that much. I was like, what?
Sometimes it's just the little things, though, that you say to people.
Yeah, dude. I've had a similar encounter where this one lady came to me. She was like, thanks to you, I'm reminded that I no longer need my ex. I was like, what? Why? She's like, because you remind me just of him.
I was
like,
I
was like, whoa, okay, all right, okay. Well, does he want to hang out? Because I need a friend.
You want to hang out, big girl? What's good? Just saying to someone, you look good. You know, in the girl's bathroom, like, oh, you look nice today. Change, you get a little pep in your step.
Yes, dude,
you
share a compliment with somebody, bro.
Don't go in the girl's bathroom, though, Anthony.
Don't do that.
For sure, Automatic, that's great advice. All right, National Day, Anthony.
That's the advice I get. Okay, that's cool. All right, World No Alcohol Day. So you know what?
Not today. Wants that.
No, right, skip the happy hour. Go to 420 if you want to. Do whatever it is.
Why is it No Alcohol Day, though? What is
this? This is organized by the World Health Organization, and it's encouraging everybody to cut down a little bit and take a step back.
The boring people.
Automatic, you say that, but you know alcohol has affected our families in a very negative way.
It does, but I think if you can drink responsibly, it's okay.
There you go. Dude, drink responsibly.
Hell yeah.
But if you're drinking morning, noon, and night, you might have a problem.
All right, we also got National Custodial Workers Recognition Day, so shout out to all the janitors and everybody cleaning everything up, man.
Shout out to my elementary and junior high school janitors. Always good, fun guys.
You know what? Mine too. Sometimes I was late, and he would open the door for me to let me in. I'm like, come on, Donald. He's like, come on, Dana, hurry up.
All right, we're going to wrap it up on National Name Your Car Day. Dun, 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 dun.
I had the Hoopty and the Jet.
Oh, shout out to the
Jet.
Wait,
what kind of car was the Hoopty? Automatic?
The Hoopty was a 73 Buick Century that had drop down rims.
Nice, dude.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it was like, that was like my, pretty much of all the old cars that I've had, that's my prized possession old car.
One of the first cars I ever got was a Jeep from one of my parents. Not going to name which one, but it had an interlock in it because, you know, that's what it is. So we nicknamed it Jack Daniels.
Did you have to blow in that for your parents?
Yeah, dude.
I knew it. Come here, mijo. Come here.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You ever get called names when you were little because you were fat or I don't know, whatever the case is. I was fatty, fat face and ugly. People always tell me fatty, fat face. And
I mean, fat face is kind of a good one, though.
It's catchy, DJ Automatic. It's catchy. But it hurt my feelings.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
It made me feel bad. And now I have body dysmorphia. Thank you, Michelle and Patricia. No, I'm just kidding.
You're just going to put their names out there, even, huh?
That's your mom and your auntie or what?
No. These are my friends.
Oh, because in my family, all the hate started from within the house. So it was like oftentimes like my mom. It was oftentimes my cousin. My mom's favorite activity was to get my older cousins to come in and pick on me. And she would sit back and watch it for her amusement. So one thing that I always got made fun of is I played football and they always said I wasn't fast. So they would always tell me, unhitch your trailer, boy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, dude. So,
but you were never chubby.
No, but I was always like slim thick. So I've always had like the same body type.
Me too.
We're in now, dude. Have you ever like gone to Chipotle and you get your burrito and it's like really packed in there tight? That's my body type.
You know what I'm thinking, though? It's like the dad bod, right? The number one attractive body on a man is a dad bod. You guys don't even give birth. That's not fair. That's not even fair. We're the mom bod isn't acceptable. But anyways.
That is.
By whom?
By a lot of men. It's other women who hate on the mom bod. Other dudes ain't going to stop that at all.
I would say most of the hateful comments that come across our social media come from women.
Exactly, Michelle and Patricia. Anyway, fat shaming isn't good. You've ever seen the show My 600-Pound Life?
Yeah.
Dr. N is not... a fat shamer. He's fat blunt. Listen to a little excerpt from that show.
Trying to open my horizons to vegetables because I'm a pretty picky eater.
You're not a picky eater if you're 600 pounds.
He just said it. You're picky. You weigh 600 pounds, lady. You're not picky. You just don't like vegetables, and now you need to like vegetables, and you don't need to eat so much because I love you, and I want you to be healthy.
Yeah.
It's not calling her fatty fat face.
That was not shaming at all, dude. That was just a general observation.
It's not even a general observation. He's a doctor telling her if you want to live a long life, you got to do what's right.
I mean, honesty is always the best policy. Of course, you don't want to be hurtful,
but you can't
beat around the bush when somebody's 600 pounds and their life is literally on the line.
So I read this whole study on fat shaming. If you call somebody names, like we've been sitting in here being silly with each other, roasting each other, you can actually have an adverse effect on their health. They want to eat more. They can become depressed. And so don't do that. Oh. You can be fat blunt.
There it is.
Okay. Like Dr. N.
I guess like if your fat shaming does have an adverse effect on it, it might just be that jokes aren't that good.
Because y'all applauded fatty fat.
Well, okay, I'm still carrying stuff from elementary school with me that I should have let go a long time ago.
but everybody has that one comment or that one thing that happened with you and it kickstarted a whole diet. Everyone has that one breakthrough thing that somebody told you and I'm like, oh, you know what? I got to get this together.
Speaking of which, you're on a 90-day plan now. Why don't you tell us about
that? Okay, so you're just going to out me, you dumbass.
I still have walking.
Is that what I need to do more of?
You should have jogged into it.
Anthony told the story off mic. We went to this event, and a friend we hadn't seen in a minute, she goes, you're eating good, Anthony.
You know how chubby you got to be to have a Mexican woman not offer you food? That is like, you got to be really chubby, dude.
No!
Yeah, so shout out to Sada, who kickstarted my weight loss journey now that I'm on. I come in, she just rub my belly. Anthony, you've been eating.
And to all the haters, call me fatty fat face. Hey, us round face Latinas, we look young because of that fatty fat face. Let's go. Hey, we get together every Monday. We talk about health because we want you to be healthy. Let's do this together.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's time for What's Your Sign? Let's get that psychic reading. Sir Marty, what's good?
What's good?
Oh, I'm feeling so good today. I'm hoping it's not just myself trying to fake me out. We'll get that spiritual forecast. But first, let's get our reading. Please begin with your sign.
Leo.
Okay, first name.
Beatty.
Go ahead and ask Sir Marty your question.
I feel like there has been a spirit around me, and I kind of wanted a just confirmation of who it might be or if there even is someone around, as my four-year-old keeps saying that there is somebody that is talking to him.
Does she have a ghost, a spirit, some type of paranormal activity around her?
I do see somebody that is around the child, and I feel that it's attracted to the child because it's a family member. It's like a soul family energy coming through, because I feel like there's a sense of loss here with this individual spirit. But the spirit itself feels drawn to the child because there's peace around. So I don't feel like this is a bad spirit. I feel like it's actually a good entity. But the thing is that they're coming around because of curiosity. But if she feels uncomfortable, she can definitely call it to the light and pray for that spirit to transition.
All right, then that's...
Body, since we're on the topic of this, there's been some stuff going on at our house.
Girl.
With the lights and all. Is there a spirit in our house?
We can just go ask her that last minute.
Is she picking up any vibes?
There's something in our house.
I feel like with you guys, it's not necessarily a spirit, but I do feel some energy, and I feel like there's a lot, like there's a charged level of energy in your guys' home. So whatever you guys are doing, just kind of like, whether it's emotions, because emotions are charged with energy.
Automatic is very emotional.
Every time I turn off the lights now, all the lights stay on in the bathroom.
Not all of them. There's a couple of them, and they blink, and then they turn off slowly.
See, that's what I'm picking up on. It's like energy, like the light, like electricity type of stuff. Yeah.
Yep, that's why we're moving.
That's right.
Anyway, what about our spiritual forecast for the week collectively, everybody listening?
So this week, we're definitely getting ourselves on a game plan. I feel like we're getting ourselves into restructuring our schedule. This is a week of really planning. So really getting to the nitty-gritty of structuring our life to better suit ourselves, because self-care is supposed to be part of that routine. Because if you've been lacking on taking care of yourself, that should be priority number one.
If you don't take care of yourself, how are you going to take care of anything else?
For sure, dog. We're on the same page there.
Come on.
Yeah, I just prioritize my health. I'm doing like a 90-day health challenge to kickstart a new lifestyle. So appreciate you for this, Madi.
I love that.
Well, Madi, thank you so much. Now I got all these chills about the energy in the house. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm gonna get an egg and a crystal.
Do some water limpias. I'll talk to you later about that one.
And in the meantime, if you would like, you're like, what's that? Well, follow Sir Madi. She'll teach you at Illis Divinity.
Yes.
And if you would like a reading right now, 877-730-DCS1 or at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Madi, I love you so much. Thank you. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Love you guys too. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Is it normal to have blowout fights with your siblings? Yeah. I'm going to play some audio of Kourtney and Kim Kardashian. It's a lot. Let's talk about this and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. Anthony A. Let's set it off with famous people's birthdays.
One of the most successful music artists of all time, Sting, celebrating his birthday. Hey. We also have Ruby Rose and Instagram star Jaden Alexis celebrating her birthday.
Okay, so of course, breaking news last week. Every publication was talking about the arrest of Dwayne Davis. Now, he was in Vegas when cops picked him up, and according to officers, it's because he's connected to the murder of Tupac, which happened in 1996. He's the uncle of the alleged shooter, and he has always stated he was in the car when the murder went down. Why he's just getting arrested now, I don't know.
They raided his house last month, and they took computers and old pictures and a bunch of stuff.
I understand all that, Otto, but why now? Mm. We're talking 96.
It's a good, strong no-snitch policy back then. So,
I guess so. There's people listening right now, they're like, I wasn't even born.
Better late than never, though.
Yeah, for sure. I hope we get this resolved. All right, I'm going to move on and talk about some happier stuff. How about Snoop Dogg dancing at a house party in East LA with somebody's tía? It's just good, fun, wholesome Snoop Dogg content, and it's why we love Theo Snoop.
Yeah, if that's not your wife.
Anthony.
Somebody's uncle's mad as hell, dog.
Anyway, go watch the video at Dana Cortez on Instagram. And then finally, Kourtney Kardashian goes in on Kim Kardashian. Because I guess Kim started a group chat without Kourtney.
You're telling me that I'm unhappy and that I'm miserable and that you have a side chat called Not Kourtney, but you're telling me that you're happy for me.
All of this I just said after you told me that I'm not happy for
right,
you.
Right, so that just confirms it. I have a happy life. The happiness comes when I get the away from you guys.
This might be my favorite Kardashian storyline right now. I'm invested because that fight sounded very authentic. If you ever fought with your siblings as an adult, this is what it sounds like. You go back and forth, and nobody's really going to do nothing, but there's a lot of talking.
Ever since she got married to Travis Barker, she really isn't around them as much, though.
You know what's weird, Automatic and Anthony, about this? These are the days that I thank Jesus that I'm an only child, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I've pretty much figured out the world loves Taylor Swift, and she's in food news. It's kind of crazy. It's time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
So the Victoria's Secret fashion show is back. It's been gone for 4 years. You know, they feature in art, performances by Doja Cat, the models, of course, Adriana Lima, Gigi Hadid. And I was really excited to see the first ever Native American to walk the VS show, Quanah Chasing Horse, who I follow on Instagram, and I love her. She's so beautiful, and we could stream it, all of us, on Amazon Prime. I love the Victoria's Secret fashion show. We used to have parties to watch it. So
I felt like it really fell off.
Well, it was gone for 4 years, Automatic. Okay. That's why.
So,
yeah, it fell off. So let's get into food news now, DJ Automatic.
So Taylor Swift puts a ranch and ketchup together. So Heinz made themselves a ranch and ketchup condiment. And they're selling it to us now.
And I'm sure Taylor Swift fans are buying it.
Hell yeah.
The effect she has on the economy is wild. Her fans just go spend that money.
That's pretty gross. Like, now I think about it. That's nasty.
The only thing I put, well, I do put hot sauce and ranch together.
It's disgusting.
It's the same thing, dog.
No, ketchup is different than hot sauce.
Automatic mixes the worst condoms.
The only thing.
I said condoms, condiments.
And that's how you guys have a daughter.
I know. Never mind.
The only condiment I like to mix is ketchup, and I put pepper on it, like sprinkle a little bit of tabletop pepper.
I like to mix ketchup and mustard together, and then I'll do ketchup with hot sauce, and then I do ranch with hot sauce.
Too much, DJ Automatic.
I like to mix my condiments. I'm there with Taylor.
See, that's why I said condoms, because I don't even know what it is. All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, we got to start with National Name Your Car Day. So shout out to all the cars out there getting us through
only
it.
Only car
dog.
Ever named It was Goldie.
Oh.
And Goldie was a four-door Chrysler New Yorker. Who remembers a New Yorker?
Jeez.
And I would close Goldie's door, and all of the roof would just fall all over us like glitter.
Oh, oh you have no gold flakes on
there? Gold flakes everywhere. Why chemicals,
we
I don't know what it was.
To have a Ford Taurus, and we named it Ric Flair. Yeah, it's also National Custodial Workers Recognition Day. So shout out to all the janitors and there's everybody, man, the cleaning crew.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
And girls.
And we also got National World No Alcohol Day. So encourage you to stay sober today, y'all.
Why?
We don't even drink automatically.
I don't drink a lot, but when I do, I enjoy responsibly like everyone else should.
Putting No Alcohol Day in the middle of Hispanic Heritage Month is whack, dog.
It's Modelo time.
Come on, whole, it's Modelo time
That's
for a
what
whole
we
month,
needed.
Dog.
And speaking of Hispanic heritage, let me teach y'all a little something. After Mexico won independence from Spain, they encouraged Anglos to live in Coahuila y Texas, which is now Texas, because they needed to make money. Remember, they just went to war.
Yeah.
They're poor. They're broke. But after Mexico abolished slavery, tensions arose. So slaves were escaping to Mexico, and the slave owners, the Anglos in Texas, would try to go retrieve their property. Remember, these are human beings. And Mexico was like, nah, they're free if they're here. This led to the Mexican-American War. Mexico was broke. Their army was depleted after fighting Spain. So they ended up surrendering their land. Texas, Cali, New Mexico, Utah, parts of Oklahoma, Nevada, and Kansas. Nobody teaches you that in school.
Damn,
that so the whole Mexican-American War really was about slavery.
I grew up in New Mexico, so I did get that in New Mexico.
Well,
history.
In Texas, they don't tell you nothing like that. And I know, and you know why they want to keep that history from you. Do your Googles and read about this. Very interesting. If you like the article, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How do you put yourself first? Because I know a lot of times you put everyone else before you. Kids, work, everything, everything. And you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. I'm so this and that. But it's because you're not taking care of you. Especially as a woman, I just think it's really hard for myself. Automatic Anthony A. Think of how hard your mothers worked at their jobs. And then they got to come home and do everything there too. It's just kind of in our nature.
Once you start becoming a mother, then yeah. But for women who don't have kids or even a man who don't have kids, it's a different reality in my world. I don't have to worry about my family or, you know, even I just rehome my dog.
Which was hard on you, though. Every day you were like, oh, my gosh, I have to rehome Metro. Oh, my gosh. You were so
sad. Yeah, it was hard, but it was a move that I had to make for myself.
And yeah, but you gave him to a homie, so you'll be able to see him.
Not really. I'm going to go the opposite route. I think I got to keep him away from me because then I get sad and then it keeps staying attached. But what I'm trying to get at, though, right now is some people like the you know, child-free world. Some of us are specializing in, you know, putting ourselves first because a lot of us were raised in situations where we had to do sacrifices for the family growing up.
So you're like, I don't want kids because I already raised my brother.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what it is in my world. But I can see as a mother, so especially being since a teen mom,
I think it goes for dads too, because ever since I became a dad and became a married man, I don't prioritize myself first ever. I mean,
automatic, what are you talking about?
When do I prioritize myself?
Every time we eat, you eat all the food.
Oh, that's different. Oh,
yeah, that's different.
Yeah, that is different. Okay, first of all, you eat like a sloth.
Yeah.
You can, like you could be eating three grapes and it'll take you 30 minutes to finish three grapes.
Dana eats so slow.
And at that point, when you're leaving that much food just laying around, I'm going to take some of it. That's called survival of the fittest also.
No, it's not, DJ Mac. That's called you're not thinking of everybody around you. I always think I'm going to eat this much so everybody can eat. That's what I'm saying. Oh, I'm going to move this over here so my husband has it easier. I'm going to do this. Everything. The way I move is so that all of y'all can move easily.
Why are you eating like a little rabbit, though? Why are you eating all so slow?
Why is this an attack on the way I eat? I'm a slow eater.
Automatic, just you. Did I get triggered? I think I did. Because Dana is such a slow eater, and I enjoy going to dinner with you guys. Because oftentimes you pick up the bill. Actually, all the time you guys do. But sometimes dinner takes like 4 hours with Dana. Dude.
And it's like, of course, when that French fry is staring you in the face, you're gonna eat it. I'm sorry.
Shout out to all the slow eaters out there and all the women. Hey, you got to put yourself first sometimes to be a better you.
Thanks.
All right. Let me listen to this on the podcast. Hold on, I'm chewing a grape. I'm just kidding. Back with more on the radio now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.